So, warm greetings from Redwood City and IMC, and delights me to be able to spread these greetings to around the globe to people in so many different places. So, welcome everyone, and I'll start with the meditation. And I want to mention first that one of the advantages that can come from sitting, meditating a lot, you know, meaning perhaps meditating every day, day in and day out, through whatever ups and downs that happen in our lives, just there's a constant thread, a constancy through it all, kind of like a ballast perhaps of a boat that keeps everything balanced, is meditation. Just kind of that's what we're doing, and no question about it. And we learn to be with, be mindful of, meditate with whatever circumstance of our life that our life might have. And slowly, as we are meditating like this, regularly through it, all the ups and downs, there's a very interesting shift that can happen. And that is that instead of it being identified with whatever mood or emotional state that we have, for example, to identify with it is to say, you know, I'm afraid, or I'm angry, or I'm happy. And I've had all of those, and not only have I had them and identified myself with it, but various times have thought, I'll always be this way. I'll always be afraid. I'll always be angry. And there was once in my life where I thought, wow, I have it made. I'll always be happy. And that didn't last long, but I remember having it. And so this identifying, like, so being, I'm afraid, at some point that shifts. And with the regularity of meditation, sitting, and stability of meditation, just sitting there day in, day out, and just kind of watching it all come through, at some point, instead of identifying with these emotions and moods, we recognize we have these states. So, oh, there is fear. Fear is here. My old friend, fear, has returned. Here is fear. Or, oh, anger is here. Or happiness is here. Or sadness is here. There is sadness. There is joy. And there can be a huge difference between being somehow identified, defined by the mood and state. Somehow it says something about who we are, versus not making it as a definition of who we are, our identity, or even our worth. Maybe it's a phenomena. It's here. It's happening to me. It's here, and now, and that gives a whole different possibility of relating it to it in a different way. We can then relate to it, I think, a little bit more respectfully. That's a little hard to do when we're kind of glued to it or enmeshed in it. You can kind of step back away from it and say, oh, I see you, my dear friend. I know you're there, and I'll spend some time breathing with you or accompanying you. Or you're welcome to accompany me as I ride the inhales and exhales. And we can start to study it or see it. We can befriend our emotions. We can explore them. We can allow them in a certain kind of way, because they're not us. We're not in danger of being influenced by them and saying and doing things that if we're caught in their grip. And maybe we can even release them. And they're releasable because they're not us. So as we do this meditation, maybe something will come through, maybe not, some emotion that's common for you. And maybe you'll try out viewing it as, there's the emotion, there it is, it's present, as opposed to, I am this way. So taking a comfortable, alert posture, And gently closing your eyes and taking just a few moments now to feel your body here. If you felt your body from the inside out, what stands out as being predominant? Sensations, feelings in your body. And then to take a few long, deep breaths, maybe loving breaths, tender breaths, maybe 3/4 full. And then maybe longer than the inhale, a long, slow exhale. Maybe 3/4 complete the exhale. Not so far that it's a strain. And it's a little ritual of having your body and mind connect together. Here they are, partners in being present in the here and now. Taking these deep breaths. And then letting your breathings return to normal. And also to help you arrive here and be present. It can be helpful to relax different parts of the body. It might relax the muscles of the face. Soften around the forehead and the temple. And letting the eyes rest in their sockets. Perhaps softening, relaxing the shoulders. Perhaps adjusting the position of your hands to make it a little easier for the shoulders to relax. And then to soften the chest. And soften the belly. Become aware of the rhythm, the natural rhythm of your body breathing in and breathing out. The rhythm of expansion of the torso as you inhale, the contraction of the torso as you exhale. Taking a few moments to feel whatever stillness or quiet there is here in your body and mind. Even if you're agitated, maybe there is still somewhere in the corner of your being some quiet and stillness. And maybe you can breathe with that. Sit quietly and still. And if, as you're sitting here, something occurs, an emotion or mood, or sensations of your body, comfort and discomfort, or even thoughts, perhaps rather than identifying with them, see them as visitors. There is here, now, there's this emotion. For now, there's this these sensations. For now, these thoughts. These visitors. That soon enough will change and not be here. But the breathing remains. Always the breathing. Breathing in and breathing out. A kind of constancy running through all things. And as we come to the end of this sitting, perhaps to appreciate that when you're sitting with some stillness in meditation, your posture is not changing so much, that whatever emotion or mood that you have that comes through is not being expressed in your posture and your body. It's allowed to be there, but it doesn't, we're not engaged or involved with it, with our body. The body just sits upright and still. And there's a stability that can arise that's able to stay stable regardless of what we're feeling. And it's from such a stability where we're not identified with our emotions, involved with our feelings, that all the different flavors of kindness and goodwill and care can flow. And there can be a stability in which we turn our kind gaze out into the world. We look upon the world kindly. We look upon the world in a friendly way. We look upon the world with appreciation at the wonder and the beauty and the preciousness of all life. From our stability, we can look upon the world with care. With goodwill, that's wishing for the welfare and happiness of all beings. Maybe even having a vision of how people would be and how beings would be if they were safe and free and happy. And to wish people well, to wish life on this planet well, is a form of generosity and respect and love. To wish the best for all beings. May we, as we end this sitting, gaze upon the world beyond our meditation with well-wishing. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful, and may all beings everywhere be free.